Hi there. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Thank you for starting your day with me. A super quick look at all the headlines, a way to feel caught up before you start the day. And it starts now. All right. We always start with the top story. Yesterday, President Biden signed that bill that could possibly, potentially, maybe lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok. Officials have had concerns about the app since 2020, saying it poses a threat to our national security. They say the Chinese government could use it to spy on us or use it to covertly influence the American public. And this is definitely the biggest step taken toward getting rid of it. If TikTok doesn't find a new owner within months, 270 days to be exact, it will be banned in the U.S. So if you saw the headline, don't worry. It's not banned now. It's still on your phone. You're not going to jail if you use it. The TikTok CEO released a statement saying, "We're not going anywhere." So we'll see what happens. Hey, on to some sports headlines. Here's a big story in the sports world right now. Former NFL running back Reggie Bush got his Heisman Trophy back. He won it in 2005 and had to give it up in 2010 after it was determined that he received monetary benefits for playing in college. Now, the Heisman people said they've, you know, considered the changes in college athletics over the years, and they're reinstating Reggie Bush's status as a Heisman winner, so he's got it back. In other football news, the NFL draft gets started later today, round one. You can watch on ABC. And lastly here, Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi is now a Barbie doll. She's a legendary figure skater, and now she's being immortalized as a Barbie. Her new doll is being released to celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islanders Month, which is May, and it's being added to their inspiring women lineup of Barbies. Yes, yes. On to some entertainment headlines. Just a few things here. In relationship news, Ryan Seacrest and his girlfriend of 3 years, Aubrey Page, have reportedly broken up. Christina Applegate is making news right now after revealing that she recently had a bout of sapovirus, if I'm saying that right. Not only is she living with MS, but now this. She said she contracted this brutal intestinal virus from eating a dirty salad. Gross. She also had COVID recently, so she could use a little break. And Gisele Bündchen just got a ticket while driving in Florida. And according to TMZ, she was crying while it happened. They have video of it. Of course they do. So not even a crying Gisele Bündchen can get out of a ticket. All right, a few bits of movie and TV news here. It's being reported that Owen Wilson turned down a $12 million paycheck to star in an O.J. Simpson movie. Now, I don't know how much truth there is to this. I've seen the headline in a few places, but as the story goes, the script implied OJ's innocence, and Owen was not down with that, so he passed. In TV news, if you were a fan of the show Outlander, you'll be happy to know that the prequel is officially in production. They're currently filming it over in Scotland. It's called Outlander, Blood of My Blood. And lastly, Steve Carell and Tina Fey are reportedly working together again. I like this a lot. Word is they are both starring in a new Netflix show called The Four Seasons, which is apparently based on an old movie. I'm not familiar with it, but Steve Carell and Tina Fey together again. This show was supported by AG1. About 45 minutes ago, I mixed myself a glass of AG1. It's how I start every single morning. One scoop of AG1 into a glass of water, stir it up, and I'm good to go. I replaced my first cup of coffee with it years ago. Never look back. It gives me energy and immune support. Really, it's the way we should all be starting our day, in my opinion. Honestly, I think about it while I'm laying in bed. My alarm goes off and AG1 is my motivation to get up. That sounds crazy, but it's true. And I'm so thankful that they've been a sponsor of this show for as long as they have been. They were my first sponsor and they're still here. My ride or die. When you're ready to join me, here's how you get this deal. You can try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. But you have to go to drinkag1.com/firstthing. That's drinkag1.com/firstthing. Okay, on to some music headlines. There's quite a bit here today. We'll start with another Taylor Swift update, because when is there not a Taylor Swift update? She broke another record. Tortured Poets Department, her new album, is now the first album to pass 1 billion Spotify streams in a single week. That's nuts. We just got a trailer for the documentary that CNN made about Beyoncé's country music journey. It looks really cool. It's called Call Me Country, Beyoncé and Nashville's Renaissance, and it's going to be available to watch on Max tomorrow. Also, there are rumors out there right now that Beyoncé is going to perform at Stagecoach this weekend. That's a huge country festival, kind of like the Coachella of country. That would be wild. And last thing about Beyonce, one more. There's a sweet story going around right now that Beyonce sent roses and a stuffed unicorn to a 2-year-old fan of hers. This young fan kind of went viral in a TikTok video telling his mom that Beyonce is his friend. Now they are officially friends. In other country news, Johnny Cash has a new album on the way. He's not going to let being dead for 20 years stop him. It's 11 previously unreleased songs that he recorded back in 1993. That's cool. The album's going to be called Songwriter, and it's coming out at the end of June. And I don't know if you saw this, but rapper Kid Cudi broke his foot on stage at Coachella last weekend, and now it's worse than he originally thought. He actually broke his heel, and he just announced that he's canceling his entire tour. Bummer. I said everyone that bought a ticket will get a refund. And lastly, after Drake recently used an AI-generated Tupac voice on a diss track, it's reported that Tupac's estate is threatening to sue him. Some additional headlines here on this Thursday morning. There's actually like a lot of important stories at the moment, so I'm going to do like a rapid-fire headline rundown here. An American man from Oklahoma is facing up to 12 years in prison after ammunition was found in his luggage in Turks and Caicos. He can't do that. He said they were hunting rounds that he accidentally left in his bag. There are a ton of headlines about bird flu and pasteurized milk right now, but as far as I can tell, this is not as alarming as it sounds. The FDA said the commercial milk supply is still completely safe. In other food news, the USDA is calling for less sugar and less salt in school lunches. These new rules limit added sugars for the first time. According to court documents filed by the city of Baltimore, the owner of the container ship that recently crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge knew it was unseaworthy, and it was out there anyway. So Baltimore wants to hold them accountable. This is big. Yesterday, the Department of Transportation announced new rules that will require airlines to automatically give cash refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights. That means domestic flights delayed more than 3 hours and international flights delayed more than 6. Money back. Airlines have to comply with these new rules within 6 months. I just read this and I found it super interesting. Apparently, nearsightedness is reaching epidemic levels. They say half the world will need glasses by 2050. In food news, Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos are coming. I told you there was a lot of important stories. Sweet and sour together in a cookie. You can pre-order them right now on Oreo's website, and they're going to hit stores on May 6th. And lastly, I always end the show with something positive, and today, just a sweet story from the sky. A pilot with Polish Airlines proposed to his flight attendant girlfriend while 35,000 feet in the air. He got on the intercom. He asked her to marry him. She said yes, and she sprinted down that little aisle to give him a hug. First of all, don't run on an airplane. That would have made me so nervous if I was on that flight. But how sweet is that? I don't think I've ever seen that before. Good for them. And a memorable flight for all. Also, the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. Quick and easy rundown of all the things. So now you feel caught up. Let's do it again tomorrow, all right? Cool. Have a great day.
Please tell your friends about this show.